Hello guys, and let me introduce myself. My name is Matty G. This is what I will be calling myself. In case you're wondering, yes, my name is really Matt. Where I got the name from, I actually got called a Matty G a lot in primary school, mostly in high school, and I just been called it a lot on Twitter and that, and so I kind of use that as a nickname. So I thought I would do that, and I got this new mic. I did do podcasts before on my YouTube channel, but I decided I'm gonna do official iTunes podcast, and because I got this awesome microphone, and it's amazing, and it's perfect for podcasts because I can go on and on and on. It makes my voice sound so much better than it ever did, and it's just absolutely perfect. So on this podcast, we will talk about a whole range of things because I'm into multiple things. I can just open up my web browser right here, right now, and I can just check here with my shows. Also, if you want to download this, you can download it on iTunes, and you can put it on your iPhone or your iPod, and you can listen to it on the go, as I will be getting into a lot of discussions and conversations. And it's not just going to involve around gaming, it's not just going to involve around music and TV shows. Even though they are my top three things, I don't want to have them focused around just that. So yeah, Walking Dead would have to be my favorite show. Gotham is an amazing show. If you have not watched Gotham, I highly recommend that you do watch it. I think that if you are a comic book fan or you're just an all-around superhero fan, you will enjoy this show. If you're a huge Batman fan, I think you'll especially enjoy the show, simply because it has the remarks of, like, just finding out the backstory. Like, if you're not a huge comic book reader, if you're not into reading comics, but you do want to know the backstory of Batman and how he started, then Gotham is the show for you. If you have read all the comics, then you probably already know the story leading up to it. You probably already know how the villains became who they are. And that is basically what the show is providing you. It's giving you a build-up of how Penguin started, of how Two-Face started, you know, and so on and so on and so on. So it's fun to watch, and I definitely recommend it. Supernatural, Family Guy, Simpsons, American Dad, Z Nation. Now, I hopped on Z Nation from the first episode, and I really, really loved this show a lot. And as it went on, I started loving it more and more and more. That I'm just gonna say it. I love it as much as I love The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead and Z Nation right now are equal in how much I like them, both of them. I can't really choose which one I like, because after watching Walking Dead for 4 years, four seasons, we've finally gotten something fresh and new. And it's a show that doesn't take itself serious. It's just, as I said, a new, refreshing show that is just, best way to explain it, It's not in the shadow of The Walking Dead. It's not in the shadow of 28 Days Later. It's not in the shadow of Dawn of the Dead. It's basically not in the shadow of any other zombie show or movie, which is great. You know, we've seen radioactive zombies. We've seen tornado zombies, like, get caught in a tornado. We've seen things in Z Nation that we've never seen in movies or The Walking Dead. Like we've seen zombies in radioactive suits, but we've never actually seen zombies in nuclear, like, just covered in radioactive freaking waste. We have never seen that before. So Yeah, I'm so happy it got renewed for a second season. I think it only should have three seasons. As much as I love the show, and I really do, if it needs to keep the legacy, it needs to. If it wants to be known as a hey, remember Z Nation? Yeah, that was a good show. If it wants to be that kind of have that kind of a reputation, it can't go on for too long because, as I said before, yes, I do enjoy Z Nation as much as I enjoy The Walking Dead, but you are always going to have people comparing the two shows. The Walking Dead is always going to come out on top as far as characters go. Now, characters blow Z Nation out of the water. I'm not saying that Z Nation characters are bad, but you have Tyrese, you have Rick, you have Carl, you have Maggie, you have Glenn, you have just huge upcoming new characters that will be introduced in the second half of season 5 of The Walking Dead. Plus, you had the Hunters. You have all these huge characters that are coming up in The Walking Dead. And be prepared, guys. You are going to be blown away by what's going to happen in the next couple of seasons. In the next two seasons of The Walking Dead, season 6 and season 7, these guys are going to be freaking blown away. If they 100% follow the comics, these guys have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. So yeah, that's just my opinion. Z Nation needs to stay at least, last at least 3 to 4 seasons, and that's it. Just give it a bit of a Prison Break kind of feel to it, you know? Prison Break had 2 really good seasons. Season 1 and 2 were very, very good. Season 2 then 3 was very, very, not very, very bad, but it was bad. And then season 4 was kind of average. It was good in a lot of ways, but it was really, really shit in a lot of ways. So, you know, you don't want to do that, but I shouldn't be comparing Prison Break to Z Nation because after so many years, zombies are still a very, very popular topic. Let me just have a drink. And I don't think anyone is going to get bored of zombies for a long, long time. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I just because I am so invested in Z Nation, I don't want it to fail. And I've never really felt this way about a show than I do with Z Nation. I really don't want it to fail. And I really just want it to last 3 seasons, because if they just go traveling from city to city and all that, then, you know, it's just going to become a Walking Dead clone where storyline goes. But then on the other hand, where the Walking Dead story is now and where it's leading to, Z Nation will be very safe if they just go from city to city, you know, like they're doing now. If they do that, then it will be safe and it won't be heavily compared to The Walking Dead because this is spoilers. So I do apologize. But in the comics, after the Hunter storyline, they end up pretty much going straight to the Alexandra safe zone. So they don't have a pit stop with the hospital. The hospital group isn't in the comics. And then they go to the Alexandra safe zone. They are at the Alexandra safe zone for a long, long time. So the The Hunter storyline was volume 14, I'm pretty sure. Let me just have a quick little look. Sorry, I might be wrong. Wow, okay. No, it was volume 11, sorry. Okay. So the Fear the Hunter storyline was, it was very, very short, and it was volume 11. So then volume 12, they, are traveling, and around about the end of volume 12, they get picked up by Alex and someone else, I forgot. And they take them to the Alexandra safe zone. So in the second half of season 5, they are going to arrive at the Alexandra safe zone. Now, going on now to volume 22, so from volume 13 to volume 22, they are still at the Alexandra safe zone, and they are nowhere near being weak or taken down. They are very, very strong community. So, just a warning to fans that haven't read the comics. They do stay in one place for a very, very long time. And this, I am very, very, very interested in how this story will develop and how fans are going to react. Because reading the comics is a lot different from the show, because the comics, you have 6 issues in one volume. In the TV show, it's a lot different. You have 42 minutes each episode, and you have 16 episodes to fill that out. So 16 episodes, 42 minutes each episode. That is a lot of time to fill. Do I think that they will stay at the Alexandra safe zone for a long time? Yes, I do think they will. I think they will do a lot more supply runs. And I think they will kind of switch it up a little bit. And they will add like more danger to, you know, or to or around the Alexandra safe zone, unlike they did with in the comics. Well, at least until Negan came. So, yeah, we will see Negan. I think we'll see Negan as season 6 final. The season 6 final. And then season 7 will all be about the absolutely destruction of Negan. So, I can't wait for the Alexandra safe zone. I, for one, I'm really looking forward to it because I like to think of myself as a very different fan and to other fans, and that I can handle both slow pace and fast pace. After all, I'm a huge Lost fan. I'm a huge Lost fan, L-O-S-T, Lost, and I'm a huge fan of that show, and that was a very slow show. So I can handle fast pace, I can handle slow pace, and people that want fast pace, go watch Z Nation. You know, watch both shows, watch The Walking Dead and Z Nation. That way, in 2 weeks, you'll get your fast pace and you'll get your slow pace. Because whether you like it or not, the zombie apocalypse is about, it's slow pace. It's about slow pace, you know, yeah, it's not always about running, you know. All the houses are not going to be all destroyed. Maybe 10 years after the zombie apocalypse, yes, everything would be destroyed. You wouldn't be able to find anything. But when you're probably maybe 2-3 years into the zombie apocalypse, you are going to find a lot of things, you know, are not completely wrecked. So, this is my opinion, this is my advice, that to just buckle in and get ready, because you are going to have, you are, if you don't like slow paced, then I don't think you're gonna like the second half of season 5. And I don't think you're certainly not going to like season 6 either. And what proof do I have? Well, the fact that Rick's beard is very, very thick and very, very grown gives me a pretty damn good opinion and guess that they are going to the Alexandra safe zone. And because there's a photo that Rick has been spotted, Andrew Lincoln has been spotted without a beard, clean shaved. Now, when he arrives at the Alexandra safe zone, he does shave his beard off. So that is pretty much my guess. Also, a lot of things have changed. Tyrese is not dead. So the people that will be going to the Alexandra safe zone that didn't get to go in the comics is Judith. Judith, Tyrese, I think Abraham, yeah, Abraham was there. That's all I can remember is Judith and Tyrese, because Judith died in the prison story, in the prison battle, and Tyrese died by the governor as well in the comics. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of roles they will play since they died in the comics. Will they take over some of the people that died in the comics, didn't go to the safe zone? Who knows? I don't know. All I know is, all I can say for sure is that Rick will take over the Alexandra safe zone for Doug. Oh my goodness, I can't believe I don't remember her name. The Walking Dead. It's Tyrese. Tyrese's sister, Sasha. Oh my god, I can't believe I couldn't remember her name. Sasha. So, it's looking very likely that Sasha is going to be she's going to be the sniper for the group. Now, the sniper is very, very famous in the comics. And Andrea was the sniper in the comics because she doesn't get killed off. So Sasha will most likely be in the bell tower a lot, and she'll just be like sniping and keeping the walls clear so zombies don't just stack up against it. So anyway, I can't wait. I'm really, really looking forward to the second half. And as I said, check out Z Nation because I think you will enjoy it. It is a good, good show. And you should give it a chance because it is good. So anyway, guys, with that said, I am going to chill out and I'm going to chill. That is it for this podcast. I'm running out of things to say. I'll be better prepared, but I just wanted to make a very short podcast for my first one to say welcome, and I hope you guys like this podcast. I am going to enjoy making these because no one likes watching very, very long videos on YouTube, as I've noticed. I've noticed very clearly that I can see, you can just see, like, the levels of views, you know, and you can just, like, have how many minutes people have actually watched. And it's amazing that people can only really watch like 4 to 5 minutes of a video. Like, and a video will be 6 minutes, and they won't even watch for the extra minute. And I know it's just not my videos, because I've heard heaps of people on YouTube talking about it and saying, you know, like, I make short videos because people just won't watch long videos. And I don't understand why, because people watch 40-minute videos. People watch like an hour's worth of TV, including ads, when you're watching like The Walking Dead or other shows like that. So why can't you handle watching a 6-minute video on YouTube? I'm just scratching my head right now. It didn't make sense. But anyway, for those of you that did download this, you rock. Thank you. And for those of you that listen to this while you're out doing whatever you are doing, thank you. And I'll see you guys when I see you guys.